From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, tensions in eastern Ukraine. Officials in Kiev say at least 13 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed, 20 others wounded, since peace talks with the pro-Russia rebels collapsed in Belarus on Saturday. Additionally, 10 civilians died Sunday in fighting in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Lugansk. Nigeria's military, backed by vigilantes, repelled the latest attempt by Boko Haram fighters to take over the key northeastern city of Maiduguri in Borno State. Military officials say several people were killed in Sunday's attack, the second in a week. Jordan's King Abdullah says his country is doing everything it can to rescue the Jordanian fighter pilot being held by the Islamic State. Amman renewed its pledge to release an Iraqi insurgent on death row in Jordan if given proof that the pilot is still alive. The new effort came in the aftermath of the jihadist beheading of a Japanese journalist, Kenji Goto, on Saturday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the killing an inhumane and contemptible act of terrorism. British Secretary of State and Commonwealth Affairs Philip Hammond offered his country's response to the Goto killing.
We stand together with the people of Japan and indeed with all our allies against terrorism wherever it rears its heads. And I'd like to send my expression of sympathies to the family, the friends of Kenji Goto, and indeed to the people of Japan.
Islamic State militants had threatened to kill Goto and the Jordanian military pilot if Jordan did not release that Iraqi prisoner on death row. This is VOA News. Egypt deported Al Jazeera journalist back to his home in Australia on Sunday, releasing him after more than a year's imprisonment after his conviction for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Peter Gresta left Cairo on a flight to Cyprus on his way to Australia after Egyptian officials said that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi had approved Gresta's deportation. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop.
I spoke to Peter Gresta. He was immensely relieved and he was desperate to come home to Australia and reunite with his family, his parents. He expressed his heartfelt thanks for the support that he's received here in Australia during this ordeal. He thanked the Australian government, the public of Australia, and particularly the journalists who had rallied to his cause.
Two other Al Jazeera journalists were also detained in Egypt. Canadian-Egyptian Mohamed Fahmy could be deported within days back to Canada, but there is no word right now on the fate of Egyptian Mohamed Bahar. Police in Thailand's capital announced increased security today for public places after a pair of blasts outside a popular central Bangkok shopping mall. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The Royal Thai Police say they have not yet identified any suspects in the twin bombings outside the Siam Paragon shopping center. The National Police Chief, Somyat Pumpanmuang, says the homemade pipe bombs contained timers for triggering the detonations. The police chief says from the location and material of the bombs, they were not designed to injure or kill anyone. They were intended to threaten and create chaos. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha vowed to find ways to severely punish whomever is responsible. On social media Monday, there was speculation that it could have been junta supporters who masterminded the blasts in order to justify a continuation of martial law. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Military have been in control of Thailand since May of last year when the civilian government was ousted. Since then, the country has been under martial law. Here in Washington, President Obama sends a $4 trillion budget proposal to Congress later today. It calls for higher taxes on wealthy Americans and easing automatic spending cuts imposed in 2011 as the U.S. struggled to recover from the global economic crisis. While members of Mr. Obama's Democratic Party have embraced the proposed budget, spending plan already has generated strong objections from the Republican-controlled Congress. And the New England Patriots defeated the Seattle Seahawks 28-24. It was in the Super Bowl on Sunday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.